I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
Another fake and another throw. Fink looking in zone. It is Bonds for a touchdown. What a response from Matt Fink and the Trojans. As Devontae Henry Cole gets his first touch of the night, and he takes it to the end zone. Touchdown, Utah.
We have got ourselves an entertaining football game tonight, folks. Right now, USC going into the half up 14-10 on the number 10 ranked Utah Utes. This is KSL's unrivaled Mitch Harper, Matt Biamonte filling in for Alex Carey and Scott Mitchell. And we got to get to LA, get to the KSL News Radio phone line. Welcome in Jeremiah Jensen of KSL TV live from Los Angeles. Jeremiah, just some quick thoughts on that first half, what you saw from the Utes.
Well, I think there's a lot of nervous Ute fans out there right now, and I get what I saw was the Utes have been shooting themselves in the foot. They've outgained USC by 80 yards in this first half, but they're behind on the scoreboard, 14-10. They just fumbled at the goal line, which was a pretty disappointing way to end the half for Utah. They're shooting themselves in the foot. They had three holding penalties that hurt them on drives in that first half. They had a field goal block. They've been in control this game since those first two touchdowns that they allowed in the first quarter. That the USC defense or offense hasn't done much since then. In fact, they've held them to almost negative 20 yards rushing. But they keep shooting themselves in the foot, and they can't keep doing that, or USC might find a way to win this game at the end.
Speaking of the fumble, that's normally a situation where Utah would go to Zach Moss, but he hasn't been seen for the last couple of minutes. Any word on Zach Moss?
Not an official word. He was holding his shoulder. I can tell you he did have to go back into the locker room. We haven't heard if he's out for sure, but it doesn't look good. And the Utes were able to turn to their backup running backs. They do have some depth there. Devin Brumfield had a really nice run on a third and long. Devonta Henry Cole came in and got a 17-yard touchdown run. So they've had their depth step up here in the first half. Unfortunately, they just had somebody fumble the ball at the goal line, which wasn't good, but other than that, the running backs have stepped in and done a nice job. They're going to have more of those guys come through with some big plays here in the second half if they're going to pull out a win.
Talking with KSL TV's Jeremiah Jensen live from Los Angeles. USC currently up on Utah, 14-10 at the half from the Coliseum. What do you think the message is going to be at the half, JJ, from Whittingham? I mean, I got to imagine that is going to be some tough words to his Utah team in that locker room.
It's probably pretty fiery in there. I think he's going to get these guys fired up. I think they should have played better in the first half. I think they got to be pretty disappointed. They had opportunities there to be ahead, at least be ahead, and maybe even by more than just a score there. But missed opportunities. They got to clean some things up. They got to be more disciplined. And their defense, again, they had an opportunity where they had a third and short, and they jump off sides. It's just a little bit undisciplined football by Utah. I think the message is we got to go clean it up, and we got to go out there and finish strong.
Have there been any positives from this first half from Utah's perspective?
Oh, Tyler Huntley's been phenomenal. He had one of the best balls I've ever seen him throw in the first half. Jalen set up their first touchdown run by Devontae Henry Cole. He's been very elusive. They've had him dead to right several times in the backfield, and he's found a way to get out and scramble for a first down. On that last drive, it was just beautiful. It's a shame for him that they didn't finish with a touchdown because he was so great on that last drive. So Huntley's been terrific, and the run defense has just been, I mean, USC's got guys in the back in their running back in the backfield that can run the ball. They're almost minus 20 yards rushing right now. So the defense up front is doing their job. They got secondary got beat up there early on in the first half, but they've cleaned that up. So those are some of the positives. I mean, honestly, guys, I mean, I'm watching this game and Utah's been in control for most of this first half, other than those moments where they've shot themselves in the foot. They haven't given up much to USC's offense since those two first quarter drives. So I think that's going to be their mentality going into the second half. Hey, just keep doing what we're doing. Let's clean up some of these things, and we'll be able to end some of these drives, and we'll pull away here.
Well, JJ, we'll cut you loose. We know you're busy working hard. We'll have updates tonight on KSL TV. Keep doing great work. Looking forward to all the content coming out of Los Angeles.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
That's Jeremiah Jensen on KSL TV, live from the Coliseum. Utah currently trails USC at the half, 14-10. And if you're a Ute fan listening out there, you do got to be excited about how Tyler Huntley did play, stepped up when Zach Moss goes down and goes to the locker room. Huntley did elevate his play, and he's having a nice half through the first 30 minutes.
And if Zach Moss is unable to go, I know there's nothing official, so no reporting happening here. We just know that he, it's on. You can find the clips on social media of him kind of pointing at his left shoulder, and he went to the locker room, and that's all we know. So he hasn't been ruled out. We don't know what's happening, but if he's unable to go, that really it becomes the Tyler Huntley show. At that point, I think the offense, I know that Utah has running back depth. I'm not sure it's as deep as some Utah fans think it is, but there are some talented guys there, inexperienced but talented guys. At that point, you've got to then put all of the pressure, all the expectation on the shoulders of your senior quarterback. A huge story with Zach Moss, obviously.
It was interesting. JJ just mentioned, as you heard from Jeremiah Jensen, they felt like Utah dominated that first half. Here's just some of the stats through the first 30 minutes. Utah outgained USC 284-208. USC in the first half did not realize this, and this is a byproduct of the air raid. The air raids had some success. Negative 12 rushing yards through the first half for USC. How crazy is that? USC kind of known once upon a time as tailback U, minus 12 rushing yards through the first 30 minutes. Utah on the flip side, 162. Devin Brumfield had a huge run down the sideline. He's a youngster, but this Utah program, they really like him there in relief of Zach Moss. And 122 receiving yards for the Utes, 220 for USC. USC's receivers, they're good. Michael Pittman, Vaughns, we saw them last week at BYU. They are a tough matchup, and I think it's been kind of a eye-opening experience for Utah's secondary that really hasn't faced much adversity this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a style of play that Utah haven't faced yet. So BYU is not nearly the passing team that USC is. And so, man, this second half, it's going to be fantastic. I think we're going to have a good game here. USC and Utah, Trojans lead by 4 at the half. We're going to take another break here on KSL Unrivaled. On the other side, we're going to wrap things up here with the 2-minute drill. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.